Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, I'm Grongy Maguire, and this is Chantel for Dooch and Pate.
Hello.
We bonded over our love of reminiscing about weird celebrity couples. The ones no one would believe happened if Google wasn't there to back it up.
We want you to join us as we remember when love was young, times were simpler, and we really thought that Angelina and Billy Bob Thornton were going to make it.
Every week, we're joined by a celebrity guest to discuss the showbiz romance they never got over. So take our hand and stroll down memory lane with us as we remember
the way they were.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi, Grania. How are you?
I'm just coming down from the joy that was our live show.
Oh, I mean, we're recording this literally a few seconds before our live show, so Grania has been very, very positive and just presuming this will be in the afterglow of our live show. How do you think it went, Grania?
I think that you made a controversial political statement, and then I burst into song.
There you go. So we're nearly cancelled. Perfect.
I'm also very excited about the Beyoncé album.
Of course you are. Any favourite tracks so far?
The Ya 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 song.
I like the way you say it. How do you feel about the new Jolene? I am on record as not being a particular fan. I'm not a fan of the message of it. I don't think it's very empowering. It's too much about the man. The previous one was a much better. What are your thoughts?
I think it's hard to believe anybody will fight over Jay-Z.
Well, yes, exactly. If we ever had Beyonce and Jay-Z as a couple on this podcast, I look forward to that day. I think if you have any interest in Beyonce, you look forward to the day she finally fucking leaves Jay-Z, and then we can discuss that he was 35 and they met when she was 18.
But I think the hardest part would be all of us keeping a straight face when we decide who thrives.
Or we could just do an episode on just the elevator as well. Oh my! If they break up, I'm saying it now. It's going to be a two episode. It's going to be a two parter.
It's going to be two parter, and just will be
Act One and Act Two.
Act One and Act Two. Speaking of somebody who is a survivor and a thriver, and
well,
I'm just talking about his skin.
Grania, that's one of your best. That's one of your best.
It's today's guest. He's an actor. He's a presenter, and he. Listen, there's no way of this not sounding creepy. The owner of the most perfect skin.
He is. He's a skincare enthusiast, and it shows and glows.
It shows and glows, and he's got a peachy couple. So get ready to fall in love with Scott McGlynn.
The way they were.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Scott. Thank you for being here with us today. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very good. Thank you. Not bad at all.
So we want to hear.
How is everyone else? How are you two?
We're good. We're vibing.
We're vibing. We're here. We're great. It's awards season. We're loving it. We're in heaven. It's our favorite season of the year.
We're busy. We're blessed.
That's right.
That's the way to be.
That's what it's all about, Scott. But what we're most is... romantic. Me and Chantel, we're always, we see romance everywhere. We see it a frosty January evening. We see it in on the red carpet. Do you consider yourself, are you a romantic?
Yes.
A rare breed, Scott.
Is it? I don't know.
We do get them, but they're few and far between.
We usually get people going, everybody thinks it's original to go, I'm not romantic, I prefer practical things. And that's what everybody says. So I love that you're just like, you know what? I love love.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yeah. Because do you know what? When we watch these like films of like romance, we all wish we had it. So like, just do it. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
That's what I think. Like literally, my partner is French.
Say no more. Okay, moving on.
I know. So I thought I better step my game, you know, on this one. So like, I like surprises as a romance. So like, I remember he was just having like a very tiring day, and I just like went out shopping and just got him like a bouquet of like roses just to say hello and just surprising him, like, oh, just get ready, we're going out. And it's like a nice romantic meal. I love a date night. I think it's very important to have these.
I agree.
However long you've been together, I think it's very important to at least have one or two a month.
At least. Even if it's just like going out to have a glass of wine together for like an hour, yeah, and just talk about stuff, just the two of you. Or like you say, just anything, as long as it's just the two of you leaving and doing, or even doing it at home, but making it very much like it's just going to be us, no TV on, we're going to talk. It's so nice. Yeah. I totally agree. And I love the bouquet of roses. People put down flowers. Yeah. Big fan of getting a bouquet of flowers. My boyfriend never listens, but if he does, I hope it's this one episode.
I know. I haven't had them received, but it's not about giving to receive kind of thing. But, you know, Valentine's Day is coming.
It's coming.
So you never know. You never know.
And you said your partner is French. Do you think, is it true? Do you think French people are more romantic?
In ways, yes, I believe so. Not saying a romantic thing, but I just really appreciate like a supportive side of things. And he was like, you should do this, you should do that, you know. And I'm not saying it's like, yeah, but like romantic in loads of other ways, for sure.
That is more romantic.
I think in my eyes, it's just like, it's more, I like that from a partner, yeah.
I think that's and so gorgeous.
They make everything romantic.
Yeah,
as well.
They make everything romantic.
An English person smoking a cigarette is kind of gross. A French person is somehow like the start of a lovely romance. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like their cigarette smoke smells of roses somehow.
An English person, you think Doc Cotton. A French person.
Oh,
he's like, ooh la la.
You think Serge Gainsbourg going, ooh.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of romance,
there she is.
You, Scott, have picked a very, when I saw this couple, speaking of romance, a shiver went through my heart. It cut deep. I won't lie. It cut deep. But as yet, beautiful Chantelle doesn't even know who we're talking about.
I don't.
Well, let's put her out for misery. I can tell you that this golden couple got together in the beautiful year of 2007.
Oh, wow. A recent couple.
It's a noughties romance. Let me set the scene. It's the year Rupert Murdoch buys the Wall Street Journal. Gordon Brown finally becomes Prime Minister and the iPhone is launched.
Oh, okay. Big year.
It's a big year, baby. And when it comes to this couple, it was scary how much she loved him.
Oh, so is it Mel B?
And he was the guardian of her heart. But fame parked their love and wrecked their romance. She's still everyone's favourite, but at the moment, he's now Hollywood's least favourite of his own name.
Okay, so is it Emma Stone? No? What the hell is Park?
He's the guardian of her heart. It's scary how much he loves her.
I'm not sure about the Park. Is it Chris Pratt? Chris Pratt and don't tell me. I know because she's from a Scary Movie. Anna, because it's pronounced Anna, isn't it?
Anna.
Oh my God, what's her last name? Anna. Oh my God, there she is, blonde. Anna, give me a hint of the
It's like a Ferris wheel, but not.
No, it is Anna Faris. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. This was a big one because the minute they broke up, he became a dick. So this is a great one. Yeah. I'll tell you right now who I think wins. Oh, great choice though, Scott. Everyone forgets about them, but they're a good one.
Okay, so before we go any further, just to remind our listeners, Anna Faris, best known for the Scary Movie franchise, and Chris Pratt, obviously, from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, and of course, Bride Wars, probably what he's most famous for.
And why do you not have Jurassic World in there?
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic World.
Scott, we'll get into the details, but what is it about this split, this romantic tragedy that stung for you? Why did you want to talk about them?
Do you know what? Like, do you know when you just see like a Hollywood couple and they were together for a very long time?
Yeah.
Like for a famous couple. But then I just saw them like always support each other, like, you know, because she does her podcast and her acting. I know, and then he came into the spotlight a lot more. And then he just kind of, I just got sad about it because you could kind of see. And then I heard her speak, you know, I was like, oh, we don't see him for like months. And obviously that's just the industry they're in, right? That's how it goes. But, you know, and she had to take a back seat there. And off. That's why she did Mom, the TV yep. show, because it was more local and like Monday to Friday kind of job. And it was just like, oh, and then before I knew it, it's like, don't do it for me. And it happened.
It
split. But I'm a big fan of hers. Huge. Yes.
Same. Massive underrated. Fan. I'm waiting for, yep. she's one of those women I'm waiting for, like a Mike White to give a very juicy role to bring her back to the public mainstream.
Yeah, do you know, and one of my favorite movies of hers is What's Your Number? I don't know if anyone's seen
it. I know
one.
Of that one. Yeah, I've never finished it. I started it. I got about 45 minutes in and then I was too drunk. Different story, but go on.
No, I just, that was one of my, that's an underrated film because Chris Evans is
Chris
in this
Evans,
one.
That's right.
And obviously Chris Pratt does make an appearance because he does a lot in her shows, I think, you know. But it's one of my favorite ones. Definitely watch that one.
It's good. She could have been a rom-com queen. To be honest.
Yeah.
She has the chops for it.
Chantal, how do you, what's your sort of like gut instinct about this couple?
Well, I used, along with I think the majority of people who watch television and movies, I used to be a big fan of Chris Pratt. I think we all were back in Parks and Rec days. We all loved him. He was very, very funny in that. He was kind of hot because he was a bit overweight, but it worked. His great bone structure. I loved it. He's a good bear. Big, big, big fan of Chris Pratt. Couldn't wait to see him do well. And then the bastard did well and everything went downhill and he got in shape. The minute they get in shape, it's all going downhill. Got all God squatty, respect all religions, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't seem to work out very well for him and just became a bit of a smug prick. And then him and Anna, who we also loved as a couple, split. And now he just does boring old Guardians of the Galaxy is not that great of a franchise. And I always liked Anna Faris, and I always think, much like Scott, she didn't quite get her due. So it's kind of their weird couple, because I'm sad they broke up, but also I'm kind of glad, because I think the Chris Pratt he is now, she can do a lot better than that. So I can see why they split up pretty much. But I'm glad, I want to find out the details, Gráinne. I don't know the details.
Well, before we go any further, a protest has formed outside my flat. They've already thrown a brick through and scrawled on it in feces is... But what about their star signs?
Honestly.
Well, I can tell you, Anna, November 29th, Sagittarius.
Sagittarius Queen, okay.
Sag Queen. Chris, June 21st, Cancerian.
Oh, we've had a lot of cancers lately.
So,
okay.
Scott, and I want either your knowledge of the star sign or good instinct. What do you think is the likelihood of a match like this ever working out? We've got Sagittarius and Cancer.
All my friends is very into star sign. I only know about my own, to be quite honest with you.
It's not that deep, Scott. Don't stress too much. just give us a number.
Let's go like 80. I don't know.
80%.
80%. Chantel. Yeah.
I like to keep things interesting. I'm going to, and I think we've had this pairing before, but I never remember any of this shit. No. I don't know. 23%. I have no
23%.
Idea.
23%. Well, I can tell you, according to their astrological charts,
mm-hmm.
the planets that govern us all, whether we like it or not, Cancer, Chris, can seem a bit slow from Sagittarius's Anna's perspective. As much as Sagittarius, Anna can seem too philosophical to Cancer, Chris. They can easily overcome these issues if they find a passion they share. And usually, if these two choose the same profession, they have many things to talk about. They understand each other's minds and the way their brain works, even when there's a large intellectual difference between them.
This is just calling Chris thick, which I'm really into.
Oh, yeah.
Go I'm on. Intrigued. Sorry. But I've never had one of these just be one of them is dumb. But go on.
Chances of it working out 60%.
Oh, slap bang in the middle
Scott,
of you and me.
Very close, Scott.
Scott was close, but
okay, so let's have a look at their emotional CV before they met. So we're going to have a look at their relationship. So before Anna met Chris, she started dating actor Ben Indra after they met on set. on the 1999 indie slasher film Lover's Lane, and they married 5 years later.
Wow, okay.
So she likes an onset romance, doesn't she?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she likes, so. She's a monogamy queen as well. She likes to get in and stay for a long time, yeah.
What, Scott, what are your thoughts on this? Have you, what are your thoughts on workplace romances? Do you have strong feelings on them either way?
Because I well, I'm an actor as well. I have seen it happen on my sets. I'm not going to go too much into detail, but I have seen it. It doesn't really work out.
And what do you think? Why is it? Is it like because they're all away from home and it's quite intense? What makes it so romantic, so conducive to love?
Do you know? Yeah, you're right. I think we're away from home. We're literally either sitting in the same accommodation, doing long hours. I'm talking, we're doing like 15-hour days. We don't even know where we are half the time. It's literally like a dream world, really. Mm. And then you come kind of become like in a bubble. And then obviously when you might finish that project and then you kind of go separate ways, then you feel like you miss those people. And that, you know, they could, because they met on set, you know, obviously when they break away after working for so long together, that's when it probably become like, oh, she would just like hang out, and then it balls into marriage 5 years down the line. You know?
I can totally see. I don't know how, whenever an actor is on a set with another actor, I'm like, how are you not shagging constantly? I'm just blown away that they're not just fucking, I presume they are shagging all the time. I don't know how you would be. I just said, they're all good looking. Like every single, even like the ugly ones are still kind of hot. Of course you're going to be shagging all of them. Oh my God, of course, it's rife. I don't blame any of them.
Chris also briefly dated his Everwood co-star, Emily Van Camp, from 2004 to 2007. But let's join Chris Pratt and Anna Faris when they meet on the set of Take Me Home Tonight. Mm-hmm. Has anybody seen this film?
I don't think even they have seen it.
No, I've heard of it, but not seen it.
Okay, so bear in mind, so this is the status of Anna and Chris as they walk onto the set. So Anna has been in Scary Movie, Lost in Translation, Brokeback Mountain. She's a buzzy, independent actor, comedy queen.
And she's still married at this point?
She's still married at this point.
Okay.
But she's the lead in the film. Chris has appeared in The O.C.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I remember him in The O.C. He's when they go to college. He's kind of the hippie guy and he has kind of long hair and he wears a really rubbish hat. He's kind of a like a Rasta, like a white Rasta prick guy. I remember him. Great opening store for him. Great opening slot.
So he's been in The O.C. mainly. He's also appeared in I Love the 90s, one of those talking head shows where they talk
about
the 90s.
No shame in that.
And Everwood. So just their status is different. She's married.
She's the star and married.
Okay. Yeah. So here's how they both recount what was like when they met each other. So he said on meeting Anna for the first time, "I knew I wanted to marry her pretty soon after I met her. It took a while for me to admit it because it would be crazy to be like, I want to marry the first day I met her, but I could have."
So he's starstruck, love-struck.
He's smitten. And Anna says, "When I first met Chris, I was constantly looking for proof that he was not as great as he seemed. You might think that fresh off..." And by the way, I call a little bit of BS on her saying fresh off an almost decade-long relationship. Because when she met him, she was in that decade-long
relationship. Yeah, I was just going to say, I think she's telling some porkies here, but okay.
"Fresh off, inverted commas, an almost decade-long relationship, I would be hesitant. You would think I would be hesitant to move on to the next, but I couldn't have fallen more headfirst into my feelings for Chris."
Wow, okay.
So then she goes on to say, "When I first met Chris, he took me to his apartment and showed me his dead bug collection. I started crying and said that really corny line, 'We are meant to be,' because I collected them too."
Oh, they're both so quirky.
Yeah. I it's a strange collection to have. For two people, like...
It does feel like the kind of thing that you would only have so that you can bring a potential suitor around and go, "Oh my God, look, I'm so weird. I collect dead bugs." Like, that's the only reason either of them had it. And they found the right person for it.
This is what he said. "It was like magnets. Our personalities meshed. She was a goofball. She liked to have fun. It was impossible to offend her." We were friends first, but she left her husband at the end of the movie and we started dating when we were back in Los Angeles. So we were friends and I was there for her.
There for her, my giddy aunt. You were there for her. You're trying to get laid, Chris. I do feel sorry for the ex-husband.
Yeah.
Justice for the ex.
So it seems very much like they're very, we were just vibing. And then it was only then when she broke up with her husband. Then I was a shoulder to cry on. And then we got together.
If no one bought it when Brad said it about Angelina, I'm not going to buy it when Anna says it about Chris.
True.
I've never had an on-set romance because I've never been on a set, but I did once. I had a temping job where I really fancied somebody and I found it really stressful because I find if you fancy somebody at work, you have to act like you love your job all the time. Like you have to be like in a good mood and you have to be like, oh, hey, you can't be like giving up the will to live.
That's
you have
true.
To be like, yeah.
Positive energy, I you know, glamorous every day. I can't wake up like this. That kind
it's
of
a
vibe.
Lot of
is
work.
That what you mean? Yeah, it is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yep.
So 1 year after meeting Chris, Anna's divorce is finalized. And Anna said she knew Chris was going to propose months before he popped the question after finding an engagement ring on the floor of his truck by accident.
Oh, God, that's such a movie moment. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, you've left something. She opens it up. Oh, what?
It doesn't sound great that it's just hanging around on the floor of a truck, though. Like, that's kind of a red flag for me. If a diamond ring is just knocking about the floor of a truck. I'd be a bit worried about this guy. I don't think he's that responsible. Just saying.
It's quite a Chris Pratt move.
Yeah.
It feels like something from a Chris Pratt movie. 2 years after they meet, they get married. So this is how Anna describes the ceremony. We're in Bali suffering from food poisoning. The really rough kind, you know, sharing the toilet. And I was looking for chicken broth on the room service menu and saw the hotel also did weddings. While still feverish, Chris said, let's do it. So the staff found us some traditional Balinese clothing and a local priest. We had no idea what was going on, but we came back married.
That's cute. I love an eloping story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah.
I like it.
And you rarely have like food poisoning as
that leads to marriage. Yeah, that's hard to come by. It's unique.
I didn't know that.
And they must like, if you can share food poisoning together and still want to spend the rest of your life with somebody.
That's right. As you know what they say, the couple that shits together sits together forever.
Yeah. I all I'm picturing, it's a bridesmaid moment when they all went in that bathroom. Toilet sink, sick on their hair. They're like, oh, that's what I'm just picturing in my head. It could have been like that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, at least she didn't wear white to her wedding.
There we go.
Yeah.
There she is.
From an Ask Me Anything session from around this period on Reddit, Chris said, Anna and I are meant to be together. Our relationship has made me believe in divine intervention and destiny just as much as my crazy career and the way I fell into this life.
Oh, the cracks are forming. It's already starting. Divine intervention, destiny. That's way too much pressure. And he's already going off the reservation. It's happening. The Chris Pratt change. It's happening. I can feel it.
So storm clouds are beginning to form.
You can say that
Love again. Young's dream, because a year after they get married, oh no, sorry, the same year they got married, Chris landed his breakout role as Andy Dwyer.
Oh wow!
Parks and Recreation.
So it's coming, yeah. Oh wow, was that quick?
The plate tectonics in the relationship is beginning to shift.
That's right. Power imbalance on the way.
That's 2009. He lands at Parks and Recreation. And then 3 years later, the couple welcomed their first child together. So obviously, it was a very happy experience, but it was also very stressful because their son, he was born prematurely and he had a lot of health problems. And he had a lot of operations. Now, sadly for this couple, this also coincided with Chris's career skyrocketing.
That's right. Indeed.
Yeah.
So this is what Chris says about this period. From his 7th month to his 13th month, I saw him, that's his son, Jack, twice. It's tough.
Yikes.
Anna told me his first sentence was, "Dad is working."
I mean, I don't believe that, but I respect that she told him that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's complete bullshit, but I'm on Anna's side for making it up. I'm sure that's not what Anna told him. That's what Anna screamed at him down the phone one time.
So his career is suddenly getting really busy. 2014, he's in the Lego movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. 2015, Jurassic World. 2016, Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence. Who we will return to.
Yeah.
Who we will return to. Uh-oh. But around this period, things are changing. He's not just really busy. He's also been busy working out.
Working out. Always a problem.
Chris has got hench. He's got.
Can I ask you a question, Scott? Did you find him better looking before or after he got hench? Maybe it's a straight girl thing, but did you think he was hotter? Did you find him hot at all, for starters? And if so, which Chris did you prefer?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind the two. But I remember when that post, the photo went on Instagram, it went everywhere. Looking at him. And I remember Anna saying, like, she preferred him as normal Chris, not like this. But even though he's quite toned, but he's still got that build, which is quite nice, I think. But you're right. It's that's where it starts.
That's where it starts every
Getting
time.
Getting Marvel, Marvel fitness trainer. It all goes downhill.
All goes downhill every single time.
I prefer chubby Chris. I'm much
same.
I do.
He's sexier. He felt like he more of a like oh god, like a boyfriend. You know, he'd be more relaxed, more fun to be around. Sexier because he's more relaxed.
Yeah, exactly. It's hotter. It's a lot more. There's nothing effortless about working out 8 hours in the gym within an inch of your life. You know, it's not a vibe.
I don't know why, but like I always find when Chris was just when he first started out, how he was more funny. The more he just got into toning and working out and all that kind of stuff, he just wasn't funny to me anymore.
I totally agree.
Yeah. It just took it away from him. Like his personality just went.
Yeah. I think the muscle has to replace something else in your body, and you build up that every time you like burn your muscle, you're burning away a sense of humor. You can't have both. It's very rare. I've seen it with comedians. I'm sure you have as well, Grania. That when they get like really like a comedian that's really muscular toned, I'm like, you're not going to be that funny. It's just not going. You can't do both. Trust me, gyms are not creative places. They're not where you think of great ideas. It doesn't work.
You know, I'm just going to say it. Dave Chappelle. Now he's not funny. And he's all henchy, muscly. I've got no neck anymore.
It's not as good. It always happens. I'm not saying don't get in shape. Yeah. Get in shape. Whatever. Obviously, I'm not promoting obesity here.
You don't need type 2 diabetes. But. Yeah,
exactly. But I am saying, had Chris Farley lost that weight, it wouldn't have been as good. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We're seeing this from the outside. We're outsiders looking this in, you know. And three of us said the same thing and agreeing the same thing. So it's just not us.
So it has to be true.
It's got to be true. Survey of 3 people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm sorry for being very negative to Chris, but you know what? The more fish he got, you know what he got? Smug.
Smug. Real smug.
Smug. You can't be funny unless you're leaning into your smugness.
Which he never did.
Yeah. So this is what he says about his body change. He said, He said in an interview, he admitted he was probably less fun to be around. Mm. Oh, no shit. Mm. He told GQ, I focus more. My wife doesn't get to cook for me the way she used to. I was like a great pet, fat guy. And he joked that Anna preferred me fat because she's a feeder. So he went on, she probably in many ways preferred me that way. I think part of her is hedging her bets that one day I'll be fat again. And she'll say, remember, honey, I always told you I preferred you this way. She's probably just playing the long game.
It's almost like he kind of doesn't like who he used to be a bit now as well. He looks back on his like former self and doesn't like it. So as a result, he'll begin to like her less because she prefers that other guy who he used to be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's like, she's not going, oh my God, you're amazing now. She's like, oh, I kind of miss who you used to be. So the divide is widening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you watch What's My Number, because I think you really should, you will see a scene of her feeding him food.
Really?
Yeah. Watch it, honey, watch it and just let me know when you do. Okay. And then you will know what she just said. That's like a little scene in that film.
Still own my copy of it. It's still on my laptop, so I can still watch What's My Number. Yeah. I'm going to now.
Yeah, okay, on Disney Plus, I think. It's on that as well.
Okay. Oh, great. Even better.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest this in Chris's defense. If Anna was the big star when they got together, maybe she associates her being the hot one and him being sort of the slightly chubbier guy with when she was kind of maybe the star of the relationship. So maybe it signifies more. And maybe he's like, oh my God, like, stop holding me back in my career. And she's like the witch in Hansel and Gretel, just being like, oh no, you're going to be my grateful husband who carries my bag, you're not going to be the star of the relationship.
But also he saw his son twice in like 6 months, so also fuck him.
So he also says in this interview that he had his fair share of standing in Faris's shadow before his big break, recounting how he had been the guy holding the purse at events with other actors blatantly hitting on Faris in front of
him. Oh, he doesn't like her. This interview, the way he, first of all, the minute you quoted him as referring to her as my wife, it's over. It's over. If you're not saying their name anymore and there's my wife, that's so like othering her, it's over. She preferred me before. I was always holding her purse. I'm in the shadows. P.S. I'm muscular now. Oh, it's done. He hates her.
Well, I don't know. If she needs a purse getting house, he's got to do it.
Thank you. You shouldn't be complaining.
No.
Get you a man who will like, I held her purse. She looks great.
He's got all those muscles now. He should,
yeah.
He should be even
What's
easier
the point of the muscles if you can't hold a goddamn purse, Chris?
Yes. I've done the red carpet. I do it like quite often. I just check my stuff and someone holds my stuff, a random person around there. I say, I'm really sorry, but I don't want it in the photograph. You've got to hold it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can just hold that for me.
Honestly, he needs to get real.
Hold on his bag, God. So Anna says from an interview from this period, now that Chris is like a crazy huge movie star, going out is just a whole different thing. It's just a whole different weird thing.
Oh, this is not good. This is how they're talking in interviews when they're meant to be like on Best Behavior and it's already, you can tell, things are bad.
She said, mostly we just really cherish her time at home because lately it's been tricky.
Oh,
oh no.
So
really horrible.
The crack.
The crack is beyond crack. This is like the Grand Canyon.
Oh no.
But they're still, for all intents and purposes, Hollywood's cool couple. So from this period, Anna prank calls Chris live on Ellen by leaving a voicemail on his phone pretending she'd been arrested.
He didn't even answer his phone.
He didn't answer.
I'm just saying, that's not good. You know that was somewhat pre-planned and he was like, fuck it, I'm not doing it, and didn't answer his goddamn phone. Live on air, this is embarrassing.
Oh, love that. I feel sorry for her.
And they also did pretend prom poses on the red carpet.
I mean, okay, we can all do that, but I want to see those pictures and have her grit, like smiling through gritted teeth type vibe. Oh, this is so good. They're trying to, look, we're fun, we're playful on the red carpet. Oh.
Okay, Scott, it's around this period, I think, when they're at their height, that I think the magical noughties couple flip phone is vibrating. And it's Anna and Chris from the, this isn't a noughties vibe to them, but this is, we're around 2015.
Yeah, you said they got together when the iPhone was invented. Give them a goddamn iPhone.
Okay, the iPhone is vibrating.
The iPhone.
And Scott, listen, we're taking you back in time to 2015. Anna and Chris are in town. They want to know, are you free to join them? I want you to take us through how you imagine a night out with this couple would be like. What would the vibes be? What would you do?
I think they'd be really funny, you know. I've seen them post the photos of them in the house. And I remember the guy, I forgot his actor, but the guy who plays Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like painted in grey.
Yeah,
he's
the part big hench of, guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think he was like a wrestler or something before, right? And like, I remember them doing a video and he was like swinging Anna around in the like living room. I think that'd be really fun, you know?
Okay.
So you don't think that you would notice any cracks in the relationship? Do you think they're just like, they just clown around and have a good time with each other? But would you, as a romantic person, be able to notice, do you reckon, like, oh, they're not very affectionate, or they seem to be performing and kind of, do you think they'd just be on a lot?
Yeah, the how I see something is they don't have to be like touching, hugging, you know, anything like that, but it's how they speak to one of each other. That's when I can, they're the signs I hear, or, you know, and how you, the tone. It's about tone, you know, and just, you know, when you lose a bit of respect for someone, you know.
And so they're getting ready. Here? So maybe you're in the house and they're like doing like, oh, let's do a TikTok. Let's do an Instagram. But they're putting slightly too much effort in it. And you're just like, oh my God, I thought we were just relaxing. And maybe they're getting a little snappy with each other because he's like, oh God, the Wi-Fi's so bad here. I thought you were going to sort that out. I told you the Wi-Fi's so bad. And you're like, and you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable because you're like, oh my God.
And they both keep trying to like make like jokes like, oh God, yeah, I was going to fix it. It's funny. He's right. I was going to fix the Wi-Fi, but I just never got around to it. That's so funny, Chris. What's interesting is I probably could have done it, you know, if you'd been here taking care of the kid more, that kind of thing.
Yeah, do you know, I don't know why my energy is, I would think if there's an argument or anything like that will happen, he will storm off. That's the vibe he gives me. He can be quite selfish and quite stubborn. He'd be like, he'd just walk out.
Oh, and leave her on her own. I hear it. Okay.
You know, when someone has to walk away, you know, they don't really resolve. Instead of him maybe like trying to resolve a situation, he would just
disengage.
He'd just be like shouting, blazing out the door or go, just walk away from the situation.
I'm going to the gym. He'd just lift weights really angrily.
Yeah. Oh, that's what would happen. It's one thing to like leave a room if it's getting too heated, have a moment, but he would leave the house and go to the gym. You're right. Yeah. And just do the whole, it'd be gone for hours and it would just never get resolved.
And the thing is, if you go to the gym, it's so annoying because it's like you're morally superior.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I just sat and played video games or whatever. You're like,
or is that like going to the pub and getting shit-faced or
you're
something?
Like, I was at the gym. I was at the gym. Where's my protein shake?
So but that's the dynamic.
yeah, so much. But like, say about the house thing though, I'm not being funny. I think Anna had, you know, she did a lot more than he did. So, but she was carrying him a lot.
Yeah.
I think. Sorry, it's true. Like she had,
I think you're right.
Well, how many Scary Movies? That was four movies she did with Scary Movie, was it?
It's true.
And then she had the sitcom Mom for like seven, eight seasons or whatever it was, you know.
Yeah. And do you see them? Okay, so you're in the house. He's got stroppy. He went to the gym for a little bit. If you then like went to the pub or like a bar or a restaurant, do you see them as like a on the dance floor together type of people, or what do you think? Maybe they're different when they're out and about.
Like I think Anna would be on the dance floor. I feel like he might not. I think I might have to he has a couple of beers in him just to kind of give him a push. Do you know what I mean? And I think she just, that's the vibe I see on the outside. I just really think he could be like, if something doesn't go his way, he's kind of like a childish person. Mm. That's what I can see.
Vibes, no.
It's a little vibe. And I feel like she's just more mature, you know, and just kind of like switched on a bit, you know, and she's like, oh God, right, okay. And she might have to apologize for his actions. That's the vibe I get.
I get that. He would pout a bit and she'd have to like say, sorry, Scott. I know Chris is being a bit weird tonight, that kind of thing.
And then it make the situation odd. But then obviously I feel like I would just gel with her more, and I mean, her will be on the dance floor with or without him.
Yes. But eventually he'd storm off home and you and her would have a great night together and you'd get a bit pissy about, do you know what? Why did she fucking leave him? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be one of those girlfriend moments. You just try to think, what's going on here, you know? And but that's the vibe you get. I don't know why. I just feel like that is it. And maybe that was what could have happened. That's why maybe she's like, I'm done.
Listen, the signs were there.
Who knows?
So 2015 cracks there like a spider web throughout this whole relationship.
Yeah.
Rumors, I'm very clearly saying rumors that Chris has been unfaithful have begun to spread. And Anna began to open up in the media about the effects all these rumors have had on their relationships, especially Jennifer Lawrence keeps popping up. It becomes this whole sort of moment about how she's coping with the rumors that Chris has got together with Jennifer Lawrence on the set of Passengers. So here's what she says, responding to those rumors. I'd always kind of believed that part of the rumors of celebrity couples were sort of true because they'd never been part of my life. I was like, oh, maybe there's a kernel of truth to that. So it's been a little bit devastating because for us, it's like, what the heck?
Yikes.
And then she said, it made me feel incredibly insecure. Chris and I, we talk about it a lot. We grapple with a lot of the ideas of being a public couple.
Okay.
And she said, I just felt so hurt in a way that bothered me because I didn't want to think myself as somebody who could be affected by tabloid shit. I take pride in how great my relationship is with Chris. But having said that, of course, in this crazy world where he's off doing movies and I'm in LA raising her child, of course, I'm going to feel vulnerable like any normal human would.
Clever phrasing there. Well, I'm in LA raising our child. You tell him, Anna.
Yeah.
Alone.
So the next year, Chris talks about how the couple struggle with jealousy. They both feel while the other one films a sex scene. So Chris says, we have an understanding of what we do for a living. And I think that if I was married to somebody who was like a school teacher or a different job, maybe it'd be a little bit harder for them to comprehend what exactly goes down and the sacrifices you have to make. So the sacrifices like being naked with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, it's real tough for him. Poor guy. Yeah.
So the following year in 2017, and you know the way if it's like a real life, you know, like, documentary about a murder, the more specific it gets with the timeline, the more you're like, something's happening.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
2017, April 21st.
Oh, Chris, here we go.
Pratt and Anna Faris express their love for each other as Chris gets his Hollywood Walk of Fame sign.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I remember this day.
Okay. So they're there with their son. So Chris gives this gushing speech about how amazing Anna is.
That's how you know.
He says,
I've said this before and I'll say it again. If they go on too much about them in this speech, that's how you know.
So he says, with every challenge, with every day, week, month, decade, we become more bonded. You make me laugh like nobody else. You're very caring. And thank you for your trust and your sacrifice. And for your dedication and your heart, I will do my best to protect it. And in return, I will give you all those things as well. You have my heart, my dedication, my trust.
Honestly, if I was Anna, or if I was anyone and my boyfriend or husband said that in a speech, I would literally be like, what's her name? How far along is she? When's the baby due?
Yeah. Well, sacrifice what?
That's what I thought was very backhanded. He was very
that's
much
bad.
Saying,
I'm does he mean her career?
One. He's like, I'm the more famous one now. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you for staying home and raising our child. I've been out there getting famous.
I've got a literal Hollywood sign now. Where's yours? Oh, sorry, I can't see it. Oh, you don't have one. I forgot. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Thanks for doing the school run.
It's like she's a veteran. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Rude.
So here is an interview. So I will explain what I'm about to say. So this was for a magazine that is due to come out in October of this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably up on the website, but it was due for Live Happy. And this was an interview Anna gave that was due to come out in October. I'm really lucky that I have Chris and we laugh a lot about stupid stuff. I was reading false rumours in the tabloids about us, and I feel lucky that Chris and I can laugh about it rather than let it ruin our day. While he was filming Jurassic Park in London, he rented a boat and took us down the Thames. He had scones and it was while we were romantic. He's constantly doing really romantic things like that, which are so wonderful. I know it sounds corny, but these are the things that ground us in everything outside of Hollywood. Okay, so that was an interview due to come out in October. What might have spiked that story? The social media statement that's released in August announcing they're splitting.
Oh, wow. That was that boat ride was the final hurrah. They sailed off into Never Ever Land. Oh, no.
No.
So I think it's very interesting of where Anna's mind is. Because if she's giving an interview like that in the summer for something that's coming out in October. And then
a month later, pretty much, she's announcing their split.
So this is how they announced it. Anna and I are sad to announce we are legally separating. We tried hard for a long time and were really disappointed. Our sons have two parents who love them very much. And for his sake, we want to keep this situation as private as possible moving forward. We still have love for each other. We'll always cherish our time together and continue to have the deepest respect for one another.
That's quite a standard breakup speech. Nothing to see here.
So
well done by the publicist, though.
Gosh, I have to ask. They've been together a decade at this point, but it just, as long as that was, it wasn't long enough. It wasn't a lifetime. Why do you think Anna and Chris couldn't make it work? What happened? What went wrong?
It's him. I think it's
very, I think this is a very biased podcast. We all know where we're going.
I know, yeah. It's just, you know, we all hate my mate. Like,
why did you say what went wrong? It's him, babe. It's fucking him. Just immediately.
No, got what, they, you know, they had all the bugs in common. You know, they both made each other laugh. What happened?
Well, they have a lot in common because, you know, they have the same career, etc. But do you know what I'm kind of seeing? Now that I'm thinking about it really hard, he popped up on a lot of her work. A lot of her work. Like a lot of her movies and TV shows she did. He popped up now and again. I just don't know if maybe he was just probably using her in a way just to get where he is now. Sorry.
And he didn't return the favor.
I know.
He could have got her in for a little cameo in Guardians of Galaxy. You know, she's a funny girl. It's a funny film. He could have done something to get her in there. Jesus.
Yeah.
He didn't... a little cameo on Parks and Rec. Like, come on, Chris. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But then he was like jetting off doing the thing. And like she was, like she said, and I think it obviously is true that she was at home. That's why she was doing her podcast at home, raising her child when he was off doing the... Yeah. So it's like that. I know they're not broken up, but it's like Emily Blunt and I forgot her husband's
John Krasinski.
Name. Like they did that Quiet Place together, but they said they don't really work together because he used to work and I got the kids and vice versa, and that's how it rolls. But I really think she had to stay home.
Boy. Yeah, I think he may have found it really fun to be with someone as feisty and fun as her. But if you think about who he's with now in comparison, I feel like perhaps. The more famous he got, the more in shape he got, the more he became the Chris we know now, the more he wanted a more docile partner, a more kind of agreeable stay-at-home mum vibe, which I think is what he has now, which I don't think Anna was ever going to be.
Mm-hmm. From the press at this time, sources said, when he started getting big roles and losing weight, she wasn't the big star anymore. He was also very, very religious, and she's not religious.
Yeah, that I think I don't want to delve too far into that. It might be like seen as being rude, but that is a huge thing. If someone goes from not really having that being part of their life to suddenly being mega religious, that's quite a massive personality adaptation to deal with as a partner. So, I mean, that could be a way bigger percentage of it than we're giving it credit for, to be honest.
The Hillsong of it all.
Yeah.
Wait, was he very religious when they got together? No,
it feels like so. Okay, from what I know of it, Hillsong is quite an extreme right wing new church. So you could be religious, but Hillsong is a whole other.
It's a whole different world. It's a bit like. World. It's not. I'm not saying it's Scientology in terms of the culty vibes. I just mean in terms of the extreme vibes of it. In the same way, I'm sure Tom Cruise believed in something or other when Nicole got with him, but it probably wasn't fucking Scientology, and that may have been a big part of their breakup. And similarly with Chris, I think Grainne is right. He may have been a Christian or been a believer, but it wasn't a big part of who he was. And you get with Hillsong, and suddenly between the working out and the church,
yeah,
there ain't a lot of the regular Chris you met hanging in there anymore, you know?
Yeah. And as well... Okay. Hillsong is quite anti-LGBTQ, so
it's very, yeah,
it's not worthy of respect as an institution. So you can't, yeah, be like, oh, well, you know, fair dues to him. He, you know, meditates more. Like, it's quite nasty. So it's,
yeah,
it's not like, oh, good.
It's very him. Like, he didn't used to give MAGA vibes. He very much gives MAGA vibes now, like big time. I don't think that guy's, I don't think he's not voting for Donald. I'll say that.
But that's what I mean. He's not the same one.
Yeah.
Rewind 10 years. Yeah. He is not the same one we know from those shows and pop-ups he'd done.
He's not that fun. Remember that fun pictures of him in the beach when he was his old shape? He's gone, girls.
He's gone, girls.
So this is what Anna says about the relationship after the split. So she's talking, so she's in a new relationship now. And she said, My two other marriages were with actors, and I don't think we did a great job of eliminating competitiveness, or at least I didn't, being a proud person and not wanting to reveal vulnerability. Any hint of competitiveness and comparison, I didn't handle that very well, I don't think, and I hope I've grown from it. She also said, I think it stunted me in a lot of ways, not having many close girlfriends at the time. One of the things was that I never talked about any issues. So to the people, even who I was closest to, I'm sure things were more transparent with my relationship with Ben. But with Chris, I think we both protected that imagery even within our closest circle.
That's quite common.
For me, I think even after a breakup, at some point I realized that there was a lot of things I ignored that I really shouldn't have. In hindsight, it felt like my hand was forced. I don't think it was ever an independent decision.
Oh, wow. You know what's interesting is that throughout this episode, Grainne's, the things you've read, it's been hinted at more than once that a lot of this was because of Anna's insecurity and jealousy of his career, but we're all just willfully ignoring that and making it totally that Chris is an asshole.
Yeah.
No, fuck it. She's great. It's Chris's fault. Even though more than once it's been said, well, she was a bit jealous of his career and all of her competitive. And I think when his star started shining, no, Chris is an asshole.
But she is.
Oh, screw it. That's our story and we're sticking to it.
Yeah. I feel sorry for it. If everyone kept ramming down someone's throat, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris hooked up, I would start to believe it sooner or later. And I think, what's wrong with me? Like, it went. I remember that it went everywhere.
You did, yeah.
It blew up, and they were doing the press then tour, and they was like, oh, you know, just kept going, coming up again. And I'm like, she must got sick of that shit.
Yeah. And especially because Jennifer Lawrence is very much Anna's. Was like the hot, cool girl. And then Jennifer Lawrence was like the next gen, cool girl, who probably was getting some of the roles that Anna would have been considered for previously. So that is not going to be, you'd want to be an extremely spiritual person to be, very positive and happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. So Chris is now married to Catherine Schwarzenegger. Daughter of Arnold, and she's listed in Wikipedia as author, but I'll leave you to decide whether she's up there with like Hilary Mantel. So
she's an author of her own destiny.
Whereas Anna is engaged to cinematographer Michael Barish, but
A nice stable job.
Creative, but not in the same field.
Out of the spotlight. Yeah.
The industry, gets it.
Yeah.
But even though they've both moved on, Scott, we can't kid ourselves. In every split, there's a winner, there's a loser. There's somebody we're happy for, there's somebody we're worried about. So in the great split between Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, who thrived and who simply survived? Who won the split?
Anna, I bet. You knew I was going to say that, wouldn't you, Poppy? We've been hating Chris. like within 2 minutes in this episode. No, I'm sorry. Like, answer me this. Like, if Chris met Catherine, 10 year, you know, mm-hmm. original Chris, we call him.
Yeah.
What do you think they would be together?
Point. It's very true. I mean, and obviously, if you think about it, Schwarzenegger. I mean, she's used to a man that works out. She's raised by a man who works out. That's her thing. So it's hard to believe she would have gone for a sort of schlubby, the Chris 1.0 that we all know.
Do
and
you
love.
Think Catherine Schwarzenegger, and we say this with love, maybe she's the coolest gal in the whole wide world. Do you think she'd be like, oh my God, you like bugs? I like bugs too.
No.
And getting married on a whim because she's high from, you know, violent diarrhea.
No, because they have to go to church and do it under the grace of God and then go to the gym afterwards. That's what they do. This is 2 G's, gym and God. That's it. That's their life now.
And I do think Anna, okay, so maybe he's financially in a very different place. And I'm sure he's one of the few people who maybe could get a film made just off the back of his name. But I do think culturally, Anna is much more beloved. And I think, you know, as Chantel, you said, Hollywood's let her down.
Yeah, and she's ripe for a big comeback.
Yeah, and Hollywood hasn't just let her down. In doing so, Hollywood has let all of us down because we deserve the Anna Faris vehicle.
It could still happen. I mean, I think it will still happen. Yeah. I'm putting it out there into the universe. And I would say, as much, I think if we'd recorded this maybe 3-4 years ago, I think it would be quite difficult to argue that Anna had won because Chris was doing so bloody well then. But I do think the kind of tides have turned a bit. I think the public has. I don't think we're alone in going off him. I think a lot of people have gone off him. It's particularly after a few comments he made about Trump when he was president and was kind of a bit pro-Trumpy, and that will not endear you to a lot of liberal Hollywood or anyone with a brain. So I think he has lost a lot of his star power. So I think he's on the wane now. He has kind of gone, he's just doing the next Guardian Galaxy film, the next Lego sequel. He's not doing anything new or big though. So I think the time is right. This could be the podcast that starts it.
Come on, Anna.
We need a casting agent to hear this and go, they're right. Get Anna. Get her in Anna. The movie. Get her out there.
Yeah. Well,
she's
I don't
won
know why,
to us.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what he's going to do because they're not filming anymore. Guardians of the Galaxy is done.
Yeah.
Jurassic World, no, three out is done. I think. It's no more. Like, so what is going to be next?
The cycle, Boethius' wheel of fame continues.
Exactly.
True.
Team Anna all the way, though.
Yes. Yeah, man. I want to bring her back on Mom. Like, I just love that show. So.
Well, speaking of icons, we have one final question for you.
We do have one final question for you. Someone who doesn't need any of our help in the fame game, but we believe she could use some assistance in finding someone.
A nudge
towards someone more up to her level. So you, Scott, I'm asking you to help us here. We're trying to find someone to be with the one, the only Cher. So can you think of a perfect partner for Cher?
I'm saying this because it's one of my favorite films, but I think maybe, what about Jack Nicholson? Is he too?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yes, yes.
People tend to skew young, but I actually quite like her with someone her age or older. I think it's a nice vibe.
Yeah, he knows what he's, that man knows what he's doing.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Okay, he knows what he's doing.
Big time.
I'm just kind of thinking, because they did the film together. Mm-hmm. And I remember they had great chemistry on that. And I need something about him. I don't sexually like him, but like he's got a charm about him. If you start talking to me, I'd be like, oof.
You'd melt.
Oh yeah. He's got that tone, you know.
Maybe but also he's calmed down, so he's not in his wild heyday years of banging everything left, right, and center. So they can just kind of have some quiet evenings in. She'll just go visit him at his Hollywood house in the hills. And, you know, she can still go do her big gays, hang out with all her gays and her girls, and just come home to Jack and he'll have a nice glass of, you know, an old fashioned.
And he'll like
for
slightly take
the
piss out of her. Yeah. And she'll be like, oh, shut up, you old man.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, you're not that young anymore. What are you going to do about it?
And do you know what? You're the second person who suggested Jack Nicholson.
Not the first time,
I think it's something's happening. Something's happening.
I would really dig it. I would really dig it. Someone else who's due for one final go at the fame game is Nicholson. Give him one final big role.
What? Someone said Cher and Jack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Something. It's happening. It's happening.
It's meant to be. We're putting it out there into the atmosphere. I like it.
And you are so right. I think they have the best banter ever. But I think Cher can have anyone she wants, I think.
Exactly. But why not start with him? We love it. Great choice, Scott. We love to see it.
Thank you. Scott, thank you so much for being such a dreamy guest.
Where can our listeners find more of
you? Tell us.
More of your dreaminess.
Instagram, I think, is the best way to find what's happening right now in my life.
What can we expect? What's your Instagram? What's your vibe?
So my Instagram is Scott McLean Official, and I share all about skincare, beauty, wellness, looking after ourselves, because I really think it's important for us to take time for ourselves and just have our moments. And then also I have a celebrity skin talk show on there as well. So that's coming
back.
So listen, you could be watching this from like a clip, but if you're not, I'm just going to give you a brief audio description of Scott's skin, if that doesn't sound too creepy. His face genuinely looks like a Botticelli, like angel emerging from a seashell.
It does.
There's like a pearlescent glow that it's like you're lit like with human goodness.
And you don't get that. We're filming at a time of year in this country where that's really not what skin looks like normally. That comes from a routine. That comes from some effort. And we love to see it's glowing. It's glowing from within.
It's distractingly perfect. Yeah. So
it's kind of pissing me off, to be honest. So I'm quite looking forward to not being
amazing.
Looking at this fucking face any longer.
No,
if you want to have a look of what Bradley Cooper thinks he looks like,
very
check
true.
Out Scott McLean's
Scott McLean Official. That's right.
Scott, yeah, but you two look great. Just so you know. Okay?
Shut your face.
No, you both look amazing. This bottle.
Thank you. Oh, God, he's a charmer. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Way They Were is an Amanda Redman production, produced by Abby Weaver and Amanda Redman.
We want to hear your celebrity couple crush, so email us on thewaytheywerepod@gmail.com.
Or find us on Twitter at thewaytheywerepod and we're on Instagram at thewaytheywerepodcast.
Thanks to you for listening. Until the next time, goodbye.
Goodbye. The way they were.